יום השישי ויחולו השמיים והארץ וכל צבאם. ויחל אלוקים ביום השביעי מלאכתו אשר עשה, וישפוש ביום השביעי מכל מלאכתו אשר עשה. ויברך אלוקים את יום השביעי ויקדש אותו, גיבור שבת מכל מלאכתו אשר ברא אלוקים לעשות.
Of all the days of the week, Hashem blessed the day of Shabbos and made it holy. The day of Shabbos is a day of rest, for in 6 days Hashem created the whole world, the heavens and earth and all of their creatures. And on the seventh day, the day of Shabbos, Hashem rested from all of his work. Here is a story about a very kind-hearted person. His name was Reb Yosef. He was known to all as Reb Yosef Mokir Shabbos. Mokir Shabbos means one who honors the Shabbos. He was given this name because of the lovely way he used to honor the day of Shabbos. Every Thursday morning, Reb Yosef would get up extra early and go to the fish market. There he would select the largest fish to take home Likavod Shabbos Kodesh, in honor of the Holy Shabbos. At home, Reb Yosef's wife would prepare the most delicious gefilte fish in town. Every Friday afternoon, Reb Yosef would invite all the poor people of his town to come to his house. There, he would give them a large dish of gefilte fish to take home for the day of Shabbos. Yes, Reb Yosef was such a kind person. He wanted to have all the poor people of his town join him in the lovely mitzvah of eating delicious gefilte fish in honor of the holy day of Shabbos. And it was some sight to watch Reb Yosef return from the fish market with a big, big fish on his shoulders. Everyone in town would come out to greet him on the way. Oh, Reb Yosef's face would shine from joy as he would come marching down the street, showing everyone the big, big fish that he is bringing home for the Shabbos tish, the Shabbos table. Now, as the people would crowd along the sides of the street to welcome Reb Yosef with the big, big fish, they would all burst out with a loud cheer and then sing a special welcoming song for Reb Yosef, Mokir Shabbos. And this is what they would sing to him. And in return, this is what Reb Yosef would sing to them.
Big dish of gefilte fish, lick up all the Shabbos day.
in the same town where Rabbi Yosef lived, there was a very rich man. He was called Yavan. Yavan was the richest person in town. But strangely enough, no one had anything to do with him, for he was a very selfish person. Never would he offer any help to the poor people of his town. All the beggars knew that Yavan wouldn't even give a penny for tzedakah, charity. They all felt sorry for Yavan. They pitied him, for he did not realize how lovely it is to be kind and to share your own fortune with others who are in need of help. No wonder why Reb Yosef Mokir Shabbos was so loved and admired by all the people of his town, for he was such a kind person. Whereas Yavan, he had no friends at all. He was all alone. For no one wishes to be friends with a person who is selfish. One day, something very strange happened. It was late in the evening, when suddenly, Yavan heard a knocking at the door. "Who's there?" he called out. "It is I, Kaldai the Stargazer. Please let me in. I have something very important to tell you." Kaldai the Stargazer entered into the room and said to Yavan, "Yavan, I must tell you what I have seen in the stars tonight. They tell me that all of your treasures, gold and silver, and your entire belongings will be taken away from you and will be given to Reb Yosef Mokir Shabbos." Upon hearing this, Yavan cried out, "Oh no! I must do something very quickly. This can't happen to me." So Yavan went and sold all of his belongings, his treasures, gold and silver. And with the money, he bought a very large diamond. He took the diamond and sewed it into his hat. "I will wear this hat wherever I go, and no one will ever know where I hid my fortune. Surely no one can take it away from me now," Yavan said. A few days later, Yavan went traveling on a ferry boat, when all of a sudden, a very strong wind came along and blew off his hat. "My hat! My hat!" he called. Alas, his hat fell into the ocean. Upon hearing Yavan's cry for help, one of the sailors dived into the water to get his hat. It didn't take long, and the sailor came up with Yavan's hat in his hands. Quickly, Yavan took the hat and began to examine it carefully. Suddenly, he called out loud, "Oh no! It's gone! It's gone!" Yes, he discovered that the diamond was missing. It had fallen to the bottom of the ocean. Poor Yavan returned home penniless. He was now just like the other poor beggars in town. It was now that he first began to realize how wrong it was to be selfish. And he was surely thankful that there were kind-hearted people in town who were ready to help him in the time of need. It was Friday afternoon, and Reb Yosef and his wife were busy getting ready for Shabbos, when all of a sudden, a large wagon pulled over in front of their house, and the driver called out, "Reb Yosef! Reb Yosef! Look what I have for you!"
Reb Yosef looked out of the window and just couldn't believe his eyes. For on the wagon was the largest fish he had ever seen before. "We just caught this big, big fish, and if you want it, you may have it for 13 golden coins." Quickly, Reb Yosef took out 13 golden coins and paid the fisherman for the big, big fish. Reb Yosef and his wife called out in joy, "Baruch Hashem! Now we can share the mitzvah of eating gefilte fish on Shabbos with all the people in town." Saying this, they began cutting open the fish to get it ready for cooking. All of a sudden, they noticed something very strange. For as they opened the fish and looked inside, they discovered a very large stone. And it wasn't just a plain stone after all. For as Reb Yosef washed the stone, it began to sparkle and shine so brilliantly. "Baruch Hashem," they called out. "Oh, how fortunate we are. Look what Hashem sent us. It must be worth a fortune. Now we'll be able to give more tzedakah than ever before." Yes, in return for honoring the Shabbos so nicely, Hashem rewarded them with riches and good fortune. For this fish had swallowed the diamond that fell out of Yevan's hat. And as a miracle from Hashem, this fish was brought to Reb Yosef Mokir Shabbos. Yes, he bought it in honor of Shabbos, and was so nicely rewarded by Hashem. And in exchange for this large diamond, Reb Yosef received enough gold and silver to fill up 13 rooms. Yes, 13 rooms filled with gold and silver in return for paying 13 golden coins for the big, big fish in honor of the holy day of Shabbos. As our wise men tell us, he who spends more for Shabbos, the Shabbos will surely repay him in full measure.